Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Drew here from Missouri calling back again. I told the story about how my dog chased off a shadow person the last time I called. So this story is about the time that I worked at a preschool and some crazy stuff happened. So I'm going to try to be as condensed as possible telling this because it happens over the course of the next 7 or 8 years. So starting off, I worked there for about probably a year and a half or so. And I started closing the daycare. So after everyone else would leave, I would go around and lock up all the doors, make sure the chores were done and stuff like that. So in the wintertime, the sun goes down pretty early, and it was 6:30 when we closed. It was very dark in the building. I had turned the lights out, and then I had gone back to the back door to make sure I had locked it because I was paranoid. So no one had said anything. The previous people that closed hadn't made any mention of anything weird happening there, so I didn't have this thought like in my head going into it. So I'm closing the back door and I get this feeling and I just kind of turn around and there is what looks like a man. He's got like a pea coat on and gray slacks and he's walking towards the laundry area and there's no door back there like to leave from. So I run down because I really legitimately thought there was a person inside the daycare with us, with me. So I run down there. I turn the corner. There's nobody there. I go around and I check all of the doors again. All of the doors are still locked, which you have to lock with a key. So that was the first thing that happened. So over the course of the next 6 years, everything from a trash can in the kitchen getting thrown across the room, I didn't see it happen, but when I went in there, the trash can was like upside down, the lid was off of it, and the trash was all across the floor. Whenever I would have to use the restroom at night, I would lock the door because I'm paranoid being in the building by myself, and the door handle would rattle back and forth while I was in the bathroom, and that was quite often that that happened. You'd hear people call your name. I had someone scratch my back. And I thought it was another employee messing with me, and I spun around, and they weren't in the same room with me, and they were in the kitchen, and I yelled for them, and they came, and I said, something just scratched my back. It wasn't like a violent scratch, but like really softly, and they said, you've got fingernail prints down the back of your hoodie, and it was just, they finally believed that stuff was going on. So, not long after that happened, I was walking and I heard my name called and then I felt an icy hand on my face for a second. So like lots of freaky stuff happened. So I went on vacation, I came back from vacation and they had installed a security camera system where there were night vision cameras all over the room. It was to, you know, so the parents could watch the kids and stuff while they were gone at work. So I'm closing one night. Nothing's happened since they installed the camera system, and I lock up the building, and I'm walking out the front door, and we have double doors that close in the middle, and something hit it hard enough that those doors rattled back and forth, and by the time I spun around because I heard this loud noise, the doors were still shaking, so I start laughing, and I scream, ha, I gotcha. I go, we got a camera. So I looked at my watch. Remembered the time. First thing in the morning, I go straight in there to the manager and I go, look up this time in the computer and you're going to see something crazy happen because there's a camera pointing right at the front door. So we go through, we find the time. I give her like 5 minutes before so she can watch me walk through the building. About 2 seconds before I get ready to go out the front door, every camera in the building goes blank. And then it stays blank until after the time that I said it happened. And then you can see me through the window walk across the parking lot to my car. And like you could see my headlights drive away. So I never saw anything. Some other people had to close whenever I was like on vacation and stuff. They would not stick around. So I don't know if anyone else had too many experiences. The funny thing was that directly next door to our building was an antique store. So I kind of wonder if that might have something to do with it. So thank you very much. If you guys play my story, I love you guys' show. I'm a proud EPP member since the last time I called in. Keep up the great work. Love you guys. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.